The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. What a fun day we've had, Bob, man. We just had Diane from Wood TV 8 on, and we've got Michelle here in the studio. Gary's still hanging out with, you know, he's got three grillin' chicks to go back home to.
I can't believe he's still here.
I know. If it was me, man, I'd be
jetting.
Oh, there's four chicks.
Four
Gary,
chicks.
Gary says three. I can handle three. Four is the challenge.
Four.
Let everybody know there's four
there.
There
was a TV show like that once. The guy's name is Jack.
You got to dance. You got to dance.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, as Michelle said, you got to have rhythm to grill, right?
Yeah, sounds like, that's right. Sounds like they'll be grilling up some sandwiches, all right.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? We'd like to formally welcome Michelle McCormick. She's over on one of our sister stations. She's got a show that she does called The Buzz, and she's in the area today, so we asked her to step in. But good morning, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, you know, we're learning lots about you. Like this, you're a big smoker, and in terms of the smoker on your deck,
I am
not in terms of you know, dragging on something.
You know, those days are long gone.
Yeah.
I'm a little too old for that now. But no, you're right. I do like to smoke some meat. In fact, we take our smoker camping, and we do it at the campground, and it's a lot of fun.
So you have the upright Weber.
I've got the upright. It's the Smoky Joe Weber.
The smaller
Weber, yes.
One of the two?
Yes.
Yeah, they're kind of the bullet-style smokers.
And yeah. And, you know, that green egg, which I'd love to get.
Not a smoker.
You know.
It's not a smoker.
Uh-oh.
It's a Kamado.
Oh, okay.
Because keep your bullet.
That's what I've been told by the professionals, that I don't need it.
You don't.
Don't spend the $900.
No, you have a smoker right now.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, and you saved $1,000.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So anyway, tri-tips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got me all excited because I go south a bunch, and my buds in Texas do tri-tips. You can't find anybody up here that even knows what you're talking about, but I've discovered that these nice little sizzlers in West Michigan mm-hmm. are really a piece of that tri-tip, and I love those sizzlers.
It's okay. I like the bigger cut, though. It's a little bit thinner, bigger than the sizzler, but and a lot of butchers up here, when you say tri-tip, will cut you a large sizzler. And one of the guys in town, at least in Grand Rapids, that does it is over at Van Ball's. That's where we get ours. It's a good maybe 4 pound, five,
they're legendary.
6 pound, yeah. And he will, the redheaded guy, that's what we call him, the owner.
Right.
He will, he'll cut you. In fact, I ordered a couple that I have to pick up on the way back from here, and I'll rub them down tonight, and we'll smoke them, and they don't take a long time on the smoker at all, and they are, you with a bias cut, they melt in your mouth.
Okay, now there's a good term, a bias cut.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how to do that.
Okay, it's a kind of against the grain.
Yep.
You lay it flat, and it's against the grain on an angle, and mm-hmm. you have to have a really sharp knife, because I've done it with knives that aren't sharp, and your whole thing goes to...
Yes, that's right. And like with a flat iron steak, you do the exact same thing.
Skirt steak, same
yep.
kind of deal.
Bias cut.
Flank steak.
Good term. We got it from the grilling chick.
Yeah.
Man, grilling chicks on
Sweet.
The grilling guys? This is like new territory for us.
I think we might have to get a little, you know, resume enhancement for her here.
You know, I think we might want to put a picture on the wall in here or something, you know, just to kind of spruce this place up a little
bit. With a knife. She's got a knife.
I'm liking the smell.
Have knife. We'll travel.
She smells better than you.
Yeah. Okay, Woods boy.
No, the other
Everybody smells better than me today. That's why I'm stuck in the corner.
Right, way over there.
Yes.
You know, the other thing, I think that a lot of marinades, I like some marinades. I know you guys are talking marinades. I think it's great. Sauces sometimes can overpower the meat. I'm a dry rub girl myself. I like a dry rub. I think you get the most flavor out of the meat that you get, whatever cut. Because let's face it, fellas, it's not cheap to buy a cut of meat right now.
No.
You want to get the most out of it, right?
It surely isn't. And you also want to make sure that you don't over-season things. I think that's very important for our listeners to know.
Or over-smoke.
That's right. Light smoke. Light seasoning is better. You're going to overpower it, and you're not going to get the true flavor of the meat. But what kind of dry rubs do you usually use?
Well, I do, it's, you know, it's pretty basic, and it is pretty basic. It's like your salt, sugar, MSG, a little chili powder, paprika.
MSG. Yeah,
MSG. Your lemon pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper, a little cayenne. And then here's the kicker, and I know this is new, and a lot of people think, oh, this is kind of a trendy thing, but it works, and I'll tell you why. A little bit of coffee. And if you can get a dark roast, you can do an instant. It really doesn't matter. But I'll tell you what, that caffeine gets into that protein. If it permeates and penetrates the protein, you get just a juicier cut. But you can overdo it. Just a little bit of coffee. A brisket, the same thing. A coffee rub brisket to die for. So I'm just saying, I'm really into my food.
You know, a few weeks ago, we had guests on from Herman's Boy up there in Rockford.
Awesome
and,
store.
They have a coffee roastery there, and they actually make their own seasonings that are that have coffee in them. So if you're looking for that out there, you, rather than kind of concoct your own, you go up there, and I know they have them pre-made for you.
Ask for Jeff up there. He's the guy. He yep. knows exactly what's going on up there. But, yeah, they make some great seasonings up there. But that's my thing. I really like to, and I think if you dry rub your meat, maybe even the day before, but you can overdo it. That's why you can't put more than one thing. It's got to be an even blend.
I was happy to hear you say you use mesquite. Because mm-hmm. I hang out with all these Kansas City boys all the time. They are, like, down on mesquite. They're always talking it down, like, oh, that's, you know, that's Texas. Yeah, it is Texas. And it's not that overwhelming. You know, they also, a lot of these people think that hickory is too overwhelming. Well, I love hickory and mesquite. Those are two of my favorite woods to smoke mm-hmm. with. And it doesn't always have to be apple. It doesn't, but mesquite, I mean, that just takes you into the Southwest and gives you a flavor that,
it I mean, does. And again, that can overpower too. You have to, it's a fine dance.
Any right. smoke can overpower.
That's what's so funny.
You're only going to penetrate the meat up to 140 degrees. Once the meat's over 140, it's not going to accept any smoke.
I got to ask, she just mentioned the fine dance. Do chicks dance when they grill too?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Are you
awesome.
Kidding?
Awesome. I knew I was missing something.
Absolutely.
I knew it. Okay.
Absolutely.
I feel like you.
Yeah. You do the white man's lip bite when you grill.
That's
a
problem. No, he really does. But you have rhythm, Gary, and that's what matters. Right. The other tip that if I could give, you know, a lot of people like to do veggies on the grill.
Right.
And it depends what you're using them for, but the larger...
Eating generally.
Well, right, but I mean, sometimes you're smoking a pepper or smoking pepper to use it for a sauce or something. The less you cut them, the better. Because when you slice a vegetable, you're slicing into the membrane, you're slicing into the cell where all the flavor is. If you put that on the grill and let that cell slowly release the flavor, you get way more flavor out of your veggies.
Interesting.
I'm a foodie.
Uh-huh. Man, I can tell.
Wow. If you just tuned
we've been missing
in.
This.
If you just tuned
she's
in.
She's just got a pretty face. She's working it.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, it's 107.3 FM WBBL, and it's the Grillin' Guys. We're in here also talking with Michelle McCormick, who has a show on WJRW now, and it's called It's what everybody in town's talking about. It's the buzz.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. We've got a couple minutes left. I really want people to hear you because I've already been listening. I'm a fan.
Oh, I love you for that.
Yeah.
It's 1340 AM WJRW.
Uh-huh.
This station in Grand Rapids has decided to do this. Not go with just your syndicated show, which is easy and cheap.
Right.
They've invested in this station because when we were let go across the street, there was a big outpouring. People were writing to the newspaper saying, we want local radio back. And this company, Citadel, is committed to doing that. So all day long, it's local radio. And you're not, in fact, in America, it has more local guests than any other AM station in the United States. Can you
have you had
it?
Winners on the show yet?
You know what? He is filling in next week. He's going to be on the air. We had him
excellent.
The first day, Scott Winters, and then he's filling in next week. But it's noon to 2, and it's your show. It's whatever you guys want to talk about, and it's a lot of fun. So we busted somebody on Friday, by the way. A big scam. Some guy in Nigeria. We busted him out on the air.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
If he, a friend of mine selling her house. I'll give you the quick version. Selling her house. Her listing went on the MLS. He stole her listing, put it on Craigslist, and said, well, I'm renting this house out in Grand Rapids because my wife and I, we're the homeowners. We're in Nigeria on mission. Please send cash. Well, people from Grand Rapids started sending him cash, and we called him. And I had the woman who owns the house sitting right next to me. I go, really, your wife's right next to me. And so we busted him out. So you can check that on our website, too, or on Facebook with the buzz.
She's not only a grilling chick. She's like a super sleuth, too, man.
I'm getting a little nervous. I'm getting nervous because don't check out the tags on my plates or on my car.
You know what?
I haven't paid them yet.
I enforce the law. I break the law. I don't enforce it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, I wonder if Scott Winters has any grilling skills.
We might have
to have him in here.
He can grill. He does. You know what he does really well? He does a corn on the cob that you know how people are doing stuff to their corn on the cob now with the mayo and all
that? Not much you have to do to him.
He's got a good recipe for that. And he does
with the mayo and the cheese, that's kind of like a Mexican treat.
Parmesan or something.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay, you do corn on the cob, you do it on the grill, and then you dip it in mayo.
It's wrong.
And
just don't
Parmesan,
even get the recipe.
Put it back on the grill.
Some people like it.
It's about 900 calories a year.
You're
disgusting.
Now, time out. I got run out of this studio for tofu. There is nobody putting mayonnaise and cheese on their corn on my show. That is not going to happen. You tell him, Randy. You tell him what's
no
up.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. That sounds disgusting.
Well, thanks, you guys. This was a lot of fun.
Well, it is. It is.
We're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
And Summer Beer Fest coming up. You making that? July 22, 23?
Oh, for sure.
You going down with Diana?
You know, I think so. Yeah. You know, I was not really much of a beer drinker until when I saw you at the Winter Beer one. Get this. Let's see, I got in at 12. By 1, all my 16 chips were gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were giving them away.
It was a lot.
You know, I'm doing a class in Detroit, I think the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd just shoot over there afterwards.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
All right, I'll buy you a beer if you come over there.
Excellent.
You know, we got to do some man law.
Yeah, well, there's all this chick progesterone going on the show
estrogen
today. That's just way out of
estrogen.
Our
estrogen.
Estrogen. Estrogen. It's got it all going. I got hormones. I don't even know what I'm talking about here. But
yeah.
We got a little man law segment going on today. So let's hit it.
Now you're a man.
You get.
Yeah, that's going to go down as one of the favorite quotes. Okay, man law for today. This is really important and relevant. There's never an occasion in which any shirt without buttons may be tucked in.
Leave your T-shirt out.
Yep.
Well, that's because you're like, you're boiled up like a lobster. You tuck that thing in, you're going to get a little owie on a belt line, Bob. You're pretty red today.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks for checking me out.
Hey, you know what? You're looking good.
I got
a little butter on you. You might not be too bad.
I got a little man crush for you right now. Well, I think it's like the end of the party here, and we've got all kinds of stuff. I did all this work all week to get this stinking show together. We never used half of it.
Well, you know what? Speaking of
next
a party, we do have a party that we're going to. The Roasty O'Donnell party.
Sean Hickey.
Sean,
coming at you.
Coming at you, baby. The grill and rig is going to roll up, and
uh-huh.
We've got all kinds of goodies to try. We're going to have some Frankenmuth beer. We're going to have some schmoes there. We've got a lot of stuff coming your way, guys. So,
that's right.
You know, clear out the grill, and we're coming. We're going to rock it.
Now, this is from my boy Shaggy, and we normally do Michigan artists, but...
I'm sorry, all of a sudden you're ghetto. This is my boy Shaggy.
Yeah. Yeah, I go from redneck to ghetto real easy. I can be a southerner, too. But anyway, thanks for listening this week. And no matter what part of the country or world you're from, we love you. Thanks for grilling with us. We'll see you next week.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Say me not.